Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 8 o'clock, we are on top of breaking news in Cary, where a tree has fallen, destroying a home. WRAL's Naya Harden is there working to learn what happened to the people inside.
Also breaking news right now, a man is dead and another seriously hurt after a shooting in Durham. The WRAL breaking news tracker is there as police narrowed the scope of their investigation.
I'm tracking delays all over the triangle, a few in Wake County and also one over in the Chapel Hill area. I'll show you the extent of those backups and how to get around them.
And a soccer tournament that has the whole world watching get started in just a couple of hours. It's all happening at Wake Med Soccer Park, where teams, including one owned by Ryan Reynolds, are set to play. Ryan Reynolds is here. I want to know where he's staying. That's what I want to know. Yeah, I think a lot of people want to know that.
That approaches stalking level.
I'm not going to try to find out.
You're not the only one in the building, I can promise you that.
So. Yeah.
Just so he knows, he has an open invite to come visit us here.
Whenever you want, Ryan, we'll take it.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Alongside Michelle McConaughey, I'm Jeff Hogan, and Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We got a little sun behind us at Dick's Park, but we have clouds in Rocky Mount.
Yeah, look at those clouds that are starting to move in there behind you, and we do see those here in Rocky Mount Mills. We had such pretty sunshine this morning, but we have a northeasterly flow, and that's starting to push some clouds in from the northeast. You can see the arrow, that's the direction the wind is coming from, and it's coming from the northeast at 7, starting to pull in some of that Atlantic moisture with some cloud cover. 65 right now around the Triangle area, and here's a look at that cloud cover as it starts to move eastward. Right there, starting to move into Wake County, and we're picking it up in that camera there behind the set. We're also seeing some cloud cover down here in Wayne County and then really along and east of I-95. So that's going to continue to back in across our area. I'm hoping that it will pause, say, right around the western edge of the viewing area and then start to erode a little bit later this afternoon. But we do have a lot of cloud cover that's starting to work its way in. We have a tiny chance of a shower this afternoon. We saw a few little bitty pop-up showers yesterday. Same thing again for today. Right now, temperatures are mostly in the 60s. It's still 59 in Roxborough, but 64 in Rocky Mount, 65 in Durham and in Southern Pines, 67 in Fayetteville. Our temperatures will be warm. Yesterday's high was 81. We should be similar to that with some breaks in the clouds this afternoon. We're going to see warmer temperatures as we head into the weekend and a chance of a shower or storm on Saturday. We'll walk through the timeline for that coming up. Brian?
Here at 8:02, let's take a look at some of these backups we're tracking around the triangle right now. We're going to start off with a crash on 440 westbound right around the Capitol Boulevard interchange. You can see a 20-minute delay showing up on the sensors right now, beginning around Highway or I-87 through New Bern Avenue out to the Capitol Boulevard interchange. That crash is between Capitol and Wake Forest. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Wake Forest Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays, and you can see that you got a smooth trip from there all the way out toward Glenwood Avenue and beyond. Going to head over to Chapel Hill, where it looks like we have a crash on 40 eastbound between 86 out toward that Irwin Road Bridge area. If you can pick it up from 15501, you'll be in good shape heading down toward 54 and on into South Durham. But we are seeing some pretty heavy delays there, leaving the Hillsborough area heading into Chapel Hill. We're going to head up to Oxford, where we have a crash on 85 southbound right around the Smith Road Bridge. You can see delays beginning around the Highway 15 interchange there, just south of Oxford, extending all the way down to Smith Road. You might consider using 15 itself as a good alternate route down toward Highway 56, and then from there head back toward Butner and rejoin 85 southbound. From Butner heading into Durham on 85, you're in good shape all the way down toward Club Boulevard. Also over in Zebulon, we had an earlier incident on 64 westbound right around the Lizard Lick Road interchange. There's a crash out there over on the right shoulder. We're still seeing some delays coming in from 86 this morning, or rather NC-96. Need to allow some extra time there on that trip heading toward Wendell. Consider using 97 to Lizard Lick Road. That could save you a little bit of time heading back toward 64 westbound.
All right, thank you, Brian. We have some breaking news this morning. A tree has fallen onto a home in Cary. WRAL's Naya Harden is on the scene along Alicary Court. Naya, we just got an update on the people inside that home. Are they okay?
Yeah, just minutes ago, we're getting from the town of Cary that there were two people inside of the home. One person received minor injuries, was taken to the hospital to be treated for that. But these two people are also displaced, so they have no home right now, because as you can see, the damage here from that tree that fell on top of their home, it went through the inside of their home, damaged. You can even see pieces of it just by looking off in the distance there. Now, this all happening earlier this morning on Alicary. This is near Walnut Street. Of course, they have this blocked off. Duke Energy was here earlier, turning off the power. We'll keep you updated as we get more information. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Cary.
We also have breaking news. We're following out of Durham. One man is dead and another is in the hospital after an early morning shooting there. It happened just after 1 a.m. on South Roxborough Street. Eric Miller is there in the WRAL breaking news tracker, and the crime scene tape just came down in the last few minutes there. It's about the only change, though. There's still a large presence there.
Well, Jeff, just in the last couple of minutes, we have seen most of those officers clear out as well. You can actually probably hear the rumble of the engine of that Durham Police Mobile Command Unit as it gets ready to drive off of this scene. Still, though, it has been a very busy morning for investigators as they try to figure out what exactly happened here. You take a look at some of this video from this scene, you can get a sense of just how much evidence was left behind here. At least 25 evidence markers put out there in place by members of the Durham forensics team. We know this all started right around 1 o'clock. That's when police were first called out here to the Cornwallis apartments. They got out here, found two men very seriously hurt. Both were rushed to the hospital. One man unfortunately died from his injuries. Now, Cornwallis apartments, if that sounds familiar to you, that's because we were out here just over a week ago for yet another shooting. As of right now, no ties, no connection that we're aware of between those two shootings, but still so concerning for folks in this area. Now, we are continuing to press Durham police for more information in this case, including the names of the two men involved, as well as any suspects they may have at this time. We'll bring you that information as soon as we get it. In Durham, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
And more breaking news this morning. A juvenile is in the hospital after being stabbed at a Raleigh apartment complex. This happened on Pineville Road near Briar Creek around 3:30 this morning. The person who was stabbed suffered minor injuries. Police are investigating.
A last-minute deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avoid an economic disaster is now in the hands of the U.S. Senate. This is a live look right now at the Capitol building, where lawmakers have just 4 days left now to get full approval. The deal made it through the House by a 3-1 margin last night. Republican Dan Bishop was the only lawmaker from North Carolina to oppose it. The deal allows the government to borrow unlimited amounts of money for 2 years while also putting a cap on spending. That'll cut the budget deficit by $1.5 trillion over the next decade.
Tonight, we all made history, because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for.
President Biden released a statement after the vote, calling the bipartisan agreement good news for the American people and the economy. It's unclear when the Senate will vote. The Treasury Department says it has to be done before June 5th.
And breaking news for us this morning, two men are now in custody after a shooting that left two cousins dead and sent two other people to the hospital. After 2 o'clock this morning, officers in Fayetteville announced the arrest of Tyrone Washington and Trayshawn Getty. Both face a long list of charges, including first-degree murder, and are being held in jail without bond. Investigators say they shot 24-year-old Alzi Diamond and 18-year-old Ajarez Elliott to death after an argument over the phone. It happened while they were hanging out with two other men along Rembrandt Drive. We brought you the story as breaking news yesterday morning. Diamond leaves behind a 1-year-old daughter. Elliott was set to graduate next week and join the military.
Also breaking news from overnight, police have a new piece of evidence in a shooting in downtown Raleigh. Officers cleared the scene on Martin Street near Haywood Street just before 2 this morning, and they confirmed with the WRAL breaking news tracker that they towed a car that was linked to that shooting. They haven't said how it's connected yet. The shooting happened before 9 p.m. The man who was hurt is expected to survive, and then officers went door to door in that neighborhood asking for information.
TBT, or the basketball tournament, has become a summer tradition for almost a decade now. At 9 o'clock this morning, the soccer version is set to make its debut in Cary at Wake Med Soccer Park. 32 teams from around the world will take the pitch over the next 4 days, including one that's owned by Ryan Reynolds. The winning team gets a $1 million prize. It'll be streamed on Peacock and YouTube.
Rules for elections in North Carolina could be about to change thanks to a new push from Republicans. And they're getting help from a lawyer known for her efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. State lawmakers met with Cleta Mitchell to draft changes to laws on early voting, mail-in ballots, and voter registration. Democrats worry Mitchell's influence on the bill could disenfranchise voters from their party. Republicans say they've received input from more than just Mitchell. Party insiders say the bill is coming soon. Four Wake County public schools may be making changes to address a history of low performance. The State Board of Education will vote today on a request from Wake Schools to add Centennial Campus Middle, Dillard Drive Middle, Lockhart Elementary, and Wakeland Elementary to the state's Restart program. Now, that would give them funding to operate like charter schools with the hope that they will innovate and become more successful. 154 schools statewide are already part of the program. You might want to rethink what you're putting in your morning coffee. Up next, the warning about Splenda and how it could affect your DNA.
We've got some pleasant temperatures in our forecast for the next several days. Saturday looking the warmest. That's the day we have a cold front that could bring us an isolated thunderstorm. And then some cooler temperatures on Sunday. I'll walk you through the weekend hour by hour coming up.
A13 on your Thursday morning. You are looking live at a beautiful sunny Clinton this morning. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. It is very sunny in Clinton. It's a little cloudy here in Raleigh. There's a little bit of everything everywhere. Also, hurricane season starts today, Elizabeth.
It does. It's the 1st of June, so hurricane season begins today. Interestingly enough, this is the first year since 2014 that we have not seen a named storm before the season began. We do have a tropical disturbance that's starting to develop here. It's only a 20% chance that it's going to actually become a tropical depression even. So I'm not looking at anything that's going to cause us any real issues, but again, the Hurricane Center's watching that. They may send a Hurricane Hunter aircraft into that system to take a peek at it later today if it looks like it continues to develop. But right now, it looks like it's just going to hang out there in the Gulf of Mexico. So when do we normally see the bulk of the hurricanes? Not until much later. We start to get an increase in our tropical systems as we get into the 1st of August, but the peak is not until September, and then we start to see that number dropping all the way, say, into November 1st. So we tend to see quieter conditions the first of the season, but sometimes we'll have an isolated storm here or there. We're looking at the potential for a fairly normal season, a couple of competing things that will hopefully just kind of meet in the middle with a normal season. Number one, an El Nino has developed here in the Pacific in South America. That means above normal temperatures there. That translates to more wind in the upper atmosphere in the Atlantic. Strong winds in the upper atmosphere tend to tear the tops of storms off, and they're not able to develop or not able to be as strong as they might be without an El Nino pattern. The flip side of that coin, though, is we do have warmer than normal ocean temperatures. This is where storms get their fuel from. So the warmer these sea surface temperatures are, the more fuel, the stronger the storms can get. But that may be balanced out by some strong storms in the upper atmosphere that could lead us to a normal season. So that'll be interesting to watch, certainly. We take a live look here at Goldsboro. Lots of cloud cover here. We're still seeing sunshine in Apex and Chapel Hill. Some sunshine there in Fayetteville as well. We do have increasing cloud cover right now that's coming in off the northeast coast, and that's going to bring us some cloud cover. We take a look at Futurecast for Saturday, and Saturday's looking nice. Partly cloudy skies. We have a front that'll drop in on us on Saturday afternoon and evening. You'd see some of the showers up near the Virginia line. That moves in later in the afternoon and could bring us an isolated shower. But total between now and Saturday and Sunday, we're not likely to see more than maybe a tenth of an inch or so of rain. So what we see for the next few days is minimal at best. So that's great news if you have outdoor plans in the next few days. It's a 20% chance today, tomorrow, 30% chance late on Saturday. And then, of course, we start to dry out a little bit getting into next week. Of course, we're not really going to be that wet to start with. It's warm on Saturday at 88, but we'll be cooler Sunday behind the front. It's going to allow some cooler air to filter in, and we warm back into the 80s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. While we'll be close on Saturday, we still haven't hit 90 degrees this year at RDU, which is a great thing, Brian.
No complaints here. 816, we're getting a look at the Beltline out at Capitol Boulevard. We have that crash reported on 440 westbound between Capitol and Wake Forest, reportedly blocking two left lanes. Although, as we take a look at the latest or that live image there, you can see the traffic seems to be flowing pretty well there. So they may have made some progress getting that moved. Still seeing some lingering delays at the very least, though, on 440 westbound, beginning around I-87, extending out to Capitol Boulevard, about a 26-minute backup overall. You can see on that camera, if you can pick up 440 westbound from Capitol Boulevard, you're in pretty good shape. Certainly from the Wake Forest Road interchange, it looks like things are moving along pretty well. Heading out of Hillsborough toward Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound, expect some delays there, beginning around the New Hope Church Road interchange all the way down to just before Irwin Road as they work to clear a crash. You might consider using 86 as a good alternate route, trying to get from Hillsborough into Chapel Chapel Hill this morning. You can see those heavy delays there once you get through that 86 interchange. But it looks like once you hit Irwin Road, you're in pretty good shape heading toward 15501 and beyond. Want to head out to Wendell for a live look at 64 at Lizard Lick Road. They have cleared that earlier crash from the right shoulder there. Still seeing about a four-minute delay, though, on that westbound side of 64 leaving Zebulon.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WREL Live Center. These two people are arrested this morning. Raleigh police took them into custody in connection with a hit and run that happened last November that claimed the life of a 12-year-old girl. That's a picture of the 12-year-old girl we're talking about there. This happened last November, the day after Thanksgiving. It happened in the 6500 block of Hillsborough Street near Bashford Road. This incident, of course, was weighing heavily on that family of that 12-year-old. We will, of course, keep following this story and have any new developments in our news starting at 9 and, of course, our new news as well.
Thanks for that, Ken. North Carolina Democrats, meantime, are calling for a Republican lawmaker to apologize after he said a Democratic representative was affiliated with the Church of Satan. During the heated debate over abortion in the State House earlier this month, Representative Keith Kidwell joked that Representative Diamond Staten Williams was associated with Church of Satan. Staten Williams had just spoken about her faith and her experience in getting the procedure. On Wednesday, one lawmaker criticized Kidwell for staying silent.
That silence has been deafening and, in my view, hangs over this chamber like a dark cloud.
When asked directly about it by WREL, Representative Kidwell walked away without saying anything. Because of his remarks, Kidwell no longer holds a leadership position in his caucus. Local law enforcement is jogging through Wake County this morning, raising money for Special Olympics North Carolina. Deputies are joining Zebulon, Knightdale, and Raleigh police for their 10-mile leg of the Flame of Hope Run. You're looking live right here where it just got underway. Officers will take that torch from Little River Park to New Bern Avenue. The final stretch of the run to the state capitol will take place tomorrow, the same day the statewide summer games begin. WRL's Ken Smith is MC for the opening ceremony.
Today is the start of meteorological summer, and the season is heating up across the U.S. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione joins us now to talk about the warming trends happening across the country, Anthony.
Michelle, yeah, we've been watching this here, and this is certainly the trend is every summer those temperatures continue to get hotter and hotter year after year. We do, of course, see the peaks and valleys, but I'll show you that here in just a second. Here's a very good graphic. This is explaining here the change in average temperature. So where you see that darker color contour there, especially across California, western Texas, which would not be good news for the wildfire situation out west. This is where we're seeing the greatest increase in that average temperature. You notice, though, here in our direction, we still have that red color contour, and basically all of the United States at this point has seen those warmer than average temperatures. Here is a look specifically at RDU. So, of course, every year, this is from 1970 up until 2022, there are certainly the ups and downs. It's not every single year getting necessarily hotter, but that trend line here is showing about a 4.2 degree increase here in those average temperatures from 1970 up until 2022. Above normal days have also increased. We're averaging about 38 more days above normal here compared to 1970. So certainly a big time increase. Has real world impacts here, the wildfire situation, air quality, heat related illness. And so of course this is something here, Jeff, to watch pretty closely as we go forward in time.
We've been watching that trend for a few years now. Anthony, thank you. A vaccine for the respiratory virus RSV could be available by fall. The FDA approved Pfizer's RSV vaccine for older adults yesterday. This comes after the agency approved another vaccine for the virus earlier this month. The virus causes flu-like illness in people of all ages. An estimated 10 to 13,000 people from age 65 and older die from it each year. The CDC will now meet later this month to discuss approval of the vaccines.
You may want to rethink what you put in your morning coffee or tea today. A popular ingredient many of us use could be damaging to our DNA. We're talking about this, Splenda. UNC and NC State shared new research on Wednesday focused on this artificial sweetener and its effects on our bodies. Researchers say it contains a chemical that breaks up your DNA, potentially causing a number of health issues, including cancer, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's. The lead researcher of the study tells WREL that just one packet of Splenda is enough to be harmful.
That is amazing. The Toronto Blue Jays may want to look towards the stands if they need a replacement outfielder. Check this out.
There you go.
Didn't even get out of his seat.
No, never.
Sore hand? No.
How about that action?
What?
Yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers are playing the Toronto Blue Jays Wednesday. A foul ball goes into the stands. A fan doesn't even get up, just kind of leans back.
Yeah.
Cool, casual. I got it.
Yeah, he's holding his drink in one hand.
Yep.
Or is that his phone? That might be his phone. I think that's his phone. So he's holding his phone in one hand. He reaches back. He grabs it. That's it. Like nothing even happened.
Yep.
Like he was prepared for it.
Didn't even hurt. Didn't even like sting his hand or anything.
No, I
want to
know. That's got to hurt.
I don't know. He's a tough dude, obviously.
It's pretty cool.
Makes a catch.
Yeah.
There's a happy fan.
Yes, absolutely. All right, coming up for us, one man is dead, another is in the hospital after an early morning shooting. What we've learned from investigators this.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with traffic. Brian Schrader is tracking a couple of crashes around the area. Brian,
I want to update you about our crash that we've been following on the Beltline on 440 westbound between Capitol Boulevard and Wake Forest Road. It looks like traffic's flowing a little more freely through that area. So if you can pick up 440 westbound from Capitol Boulevard, you should be in fairly good shape. But we still have some lingering delays, especially from 87 out toward the Brentwood Road area. About a 10-minute delay showing up right now on the sensors. Another incident that I'm following is over in Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound, just before you get to Irwin Road. There's a crash there, and you can see some pretty heavy delays coming out of Hillsborough right now on 40 eastbound. A 26-minute backup. Consider using 86 out of Hillsborough to get into Chapel Hill and then pick up 40 eastbound from 15501.
Taking a live look at Sanford, lots of sunshine here, but we're starting to see some cloud cover moving from east to west across our viewing area. And we're going to be dealing with that for a while. You can see the cloudy there icon at Tarboro, South Hill, Rocky Mount. We're looking at 67 in Fayetteville, 64 South Hill. Temperatures are feeling nice out there. If you're about to head out the door to walk the dog, it feels great right now. We'll see high temperatures close to 80. If you're walking the dog right after work, temperatures will be in the upper 70s. We have just a tiny chance of a shower late today. All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news, a home in Cary is destroyed after a tree fell right through it. Video from Sky 5 just before 7 this morning shows what's left of the house on Alicary Court. Two people were forced out. One of them was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. And in 30 minutes, thousands of people will gather at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary for the start of the soccer tournament. 32 teams, including one that's owned by Ryan Reynolds, will compete in the first of its kind event. Expect traffic around Cary through your morning and evening commute. We'll have more traffic and weather over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Tracking some big backups in Chapel Hill right now on 40 eastbound. I'll tell you which exits to avoid.
And we're tracking breaking news in Cary this morning, where a tree has fallen, destroying a home. WRAL's Naya Harden is there working to learn what happened to the people inside that house.
Also breaking this morning, a man is dead and another seriously hurt after a shooting in Durham. What the WRAL breaking news tracker has learned after an investigation that lasted more than 7 hours.
Cloudy and breezy right now in Wilson. Maybe it doesn't look like that where you are. We'll talk about when those clouds will continue to spread westward and what time you could see them.
And a soccer tournament is gaining some worldwide attention. It's starting in just a few hours, happening at Wake Med Soccer Park. Teams including one owned by Ryan Reynolds, in case you haven't heard this morning. They are ready to play in this.
Yeah, but here's the
thing. It's a neat story.
It's an awesome story, yeah. But here's the thing. We don't know if Ryan Reynolds is actually here.
Right.
We know the team is here. Right. We don't know if he's here. So we're working to figure
Between
that out.
Between you and Renee, I figure you guys will figure it out.
We're going to figure that out. Yep. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Yeah.
All right. Alongside Michelle McConaughey, I'm Jeff Hogan. Certainly great to have you with us as we get a Thursday started here. And a windy one at that, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Definitely seeing breezy conditions in Wilson right now. You see those whirligigs really spinning around. What's happening is we have a northeasterly flow. We're seeing the wind at about 10 to 15, gusting to around 20. And those clouds are moving from the northeast across our viewing area. So we're seeing the gray skies here in Wilson and Rocky Mount, up around Roanoke Rapids as well. 65 degrees currently in the Triangle area. There's that northeasterly wind at 7. Again, a little bit breezy there. Watch the satellite picture, and you can see those clouds moving from up around Norfolk, starting to spread westward across the viewing area, running into some dry conditions. So the clouds are beginning to thin a little bit as that moves into Johnston County and into Wake County, and thinning out a little bit too in some of our northeastern counties. But we do have that flow of moisture coming in now off the Atlantic, and that is going to bring us some cloud cover, at least for a little while this morning. We have a small chance for rain later this afternoon, just a 20% chance. A couple of us might see a quick little shower. Brian said yesterday he saw one of those. He said it was really heavy, but just for 10 minutes and gone. That's what we'll see again today. 65 in Southern Pines, 67 Fayetteville, 64 Rocky Mount, Wilson, and South Hill. Hour by hour, with some sunshine this afternoon, we should climb up to around 81 degrees. And again, we could wrap up with an isolated shower, a slightly better chance of some showers or storms on Saturday, but it still looks pretty minimal. I'll show you what we're looking at coming up, Brian.
832 right now, and we have a crash in Chapel Hill causing some pretty big delays on 40 eastbound. Take a look at that backup beginning around the New Hope Church Road interchange there, leaving Hillsboro all the way down toward Irwin Road in Chapel Hill. That includes the Highway 86 interchange. Right now, we're seeing about a 30-minute delay on eastbound I-40 from 85 in Hillsboro down to 15501 in Chapel Hill. If you're trying to get from Hillsboro to Chapel Hill, consider using 86 as an alternate route, but don't take 40 eastbound once you get there. Go on into Chapel Hill and then head out to 15501. Pick up 40 eastbound from the other side of those delays. You can see how badly congested 40 eastbound is at 86 right now. But once you get out toward Irwin Road, it looks like traffic is flowing a lot more freely as you head toward 15501 and beyond. Want to update you about that crash on the Beltline on 440 westbound right around the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay, but it looks like the crash itself largely has cleared now. About a 5-minute backup from 87 around to Wade Avenue.
Breaking news this morning, a tree has fallen onto a home in Cary. WRO's Nia Harden is on the scene along Alec Cary Court. She has an update on the people who are inside.
Two people were inside this home on Alec Cary when it happened. This is just off of Walnut. We're being told one person was taken to the hospital and had received minor injuries. We're not sure if they've been released from the hospital just yet, but we do know that these two people are now displaced out of their home because of what happened here. You can see the damage, even some parts of the inside of the home. We'll keep you updated as we get information. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Cary.
And breaking news in Durham this morning. One man is dead and another is in the hospital after an early morning shooting. This all happened just after 1 a.m. on South Roxborough Street. Eric Miller spent all morning in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker as police canvassed that area.
It's been a very long morning for investigators here in the Cornwallis Apartments. This double shooting leaving evidence scattered all over the scene. If you take a look at this video, you can see at least 25 evidence markers laid out by members of the forensics team. Durham police first got the call right around 1 a.m. They got out here, found two men shot, very serious injuries. Both were rushed to the hospital. One man later died. Now, the Cornwallis Apartments are no strangers to violence. Another man was shot here just over a week ago. Right now, there's no word that these two shootings are connected. We're continuing to press Durham police for more information in this case, including the names of the victims, as well as any suspects they have at this time. We'll bring you that information as soon as we get it. In Durham, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
This was breaking news overnight. A juvenile is in the hospital after being stabbed at a Raleigh apartment complex. It happened on Pineville Road near Briar Creek around 3:30 this morning. The person who was stabbed has minor injuries and police are continuing to investigate.
A last-minute deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avoid an economic disaster is now in the hands of the U.S. Senate. You are looking live at the Capitol building, where lawmakers have just 4 days left to get full approval. The deal made it through the House by a 314-117 vote last night. Republican Dan Bishop was the only lawmaker from North Carolina to oppose it. The deal allows the government to borrow unlimited amounts of money for 2 years while also putting a cap on spending. That will cut the budget deficit by $1.5 trillion over the next decade. Now, it's unclear when the Senate will vote. The Treasury Department says it must be done before June 5th.
Two men are now in custody after a shooting that left two cousins dead and sent two other people to the hospital. After 2 o'clock this morning, officers in Fayetteville announced the arrest of Tyrone Washington and Trayson Getty. Both face a long list of charges, including first-degree murder, and are being held in jail without bond. Investigators say they shot and killed 24-year-old Alzi Diamond and 18-year-old Aharez Elliott after an argument on the phone. It happened while they were hanging out with two other men along Rembrandt Drive. We brought you this story as breaking news yesterday morning. Diamond leaves behind a 1-year-old daughter. Elliott was scheduled to graduate next week and then planned to join the military.
And breaking overnight, police have a new piece of evidence in a shooting in downtown Raleigh. Officers cleared the scene on Martin Street near Haywood Street just before 2 this morning. They confirmed with a WRL breaking news tracker that they towed a car linked to the shooting, but have not said how it's connected. The shooting happened before 9 p.m. last night. The man who is hurt is expected to survive. Officers went door to door in the neighborhood asking for information.
A third brother linked to the murder of Wake County Deputy Ned Byrd will make his first court appearance today. Rolando Marin Sotelo is charged with accessory after the fact to murder. He has already been in a Durham jail since last fall on a federal detainer. Warren show he's accused of helping his brother Alder avoid arrest by reselling a 2005 Chevy Colorado connected to the crime scene. Alder Marin Sotelo and his other brother, Arturo, are both charged killing Deputy Byrd last August.
TBT, or the basketball tournament, has become a summer tradition for almost a decade now. At 9 o'clock this morning, the soccer version is set to make its debut in Cary at Wake Med Soccer Park. 32 teams from around the world will take the pitch over the next 4 days, including one that's owned by Ryan Reynolds. The winning team gets a $1 million prize. It'll be streamed on Peacock and YouTube.
8:38 the time right now. Is the truth out there somewhere? When we could find out more about UFO sightings from NASA's recently formed UFO panel.
And tomorrow's going to be sweet. Friday is National Donut Day. We'll tell you where you can get a free treat. Everybody likes free, right? That's next.
I'll take two.
Yeah.
This is a live look outside Goldsboro this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when to expect sprinkles of a different kind throughout the day. Just ahead on WRL. .42 is the time right now. Some Salem Street sunshine. Look at that. Apex, good morning to you. It's a beautiful look straight down the main street through town there. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with more sunshine downtown Raleigh right now.
Actually, look at this. Look at all these clouds that have rolled through. We have a gray sky here. So real difference there. So the clouds have made it all the way to Raleigh, but they haven't made it all the way to Apex just yet. It's a little breezy. You can see the clouds here as we take a look at the legislative building. We have this band of clouds that started close to the coast. It's backing westward across the state right now. And so you can see it here in Raleigh. 65 is our current temperature in the triangle, which should still climb into the mid to upper 70s and then eventually into the low 80s this afternoon. So here's a look at the big picture. You can see all the cloud cover taking shape here off the coast and then moving southwest into our area. So the back edge of those clouds is right around Raleigh, but hasn't made it back all the way into the western part of Wake County where Apex is just now. My hope is that it will continue to bump into this drier air, and we're going to start to see a little bit of that eroding and beginning to break up. Already beginning to see it thinning just a little bit north and east of Raleigh, but we will see this northeasterly flow for a good chunk of the day today. So part of the viewing area, definitely seeing some pretty thick cloud cover, but we're not seeing it everywhere. Sorry about that. Meteorological summer is here. We only have about a little over 2 weeks until we see the first day of summer solstice, of course. And the difference here, why do we call meteorological summer the first day of June? When you look at the temperature profile for the year, we look a lot more like summer for the bulk of June. So meteorologically, today is the first day of summer. But in terms of the calendar, we're talking about the solstice, or the sun's, the Earth's relationship, position to the sun. it doesn't happen. We don't get to summer until later in the month. Our May wrap-up was cooler and actually a little bit drier than normal. We were around 2 degrees cooler than average, and we were about 1.5 inches below our normal rainfall, it didn't seem like that, did it? It just seemed like it rained. I think it was because it was mostly on the weekends. Around town today, we'll see variably cloudy skies, low 80s in Raleigh and Durham, 83 degrees in Fayetteville. We have the Durham Bulls at home through the weekend. We have just a tiny chance of showers each day. It's a 20 to 30% chance. Today it's 77, 81 Friday, 84 Saturday. We have temperatures that will be increasing over the next few days. 84 is our normal, 88 on Saturday. We have yet to hit a 90 degree day at RDU for this year. I don't think we'll hit it Saturday, but we're getting a little closer. Behind Saturday's front, temperatures drop into the 70s for Sunday, and our humidity drops off too. Sunday and Monday, we're back into dew points in the 50s, which will still feel very comfortable for us. We take a look at our pollen counts. Those are nice and low for weeds, trees, and grasses. If you're headed to the beach over the weekend, remember the ocean temperatures are still a little cool, so highs will be in the 70s with just a slim chance of a shower. Nice and warm in Asheville at 86, but cooler in Boone and Linville with a little more elevation. Temperatures will be in the 70s. We'll hit 76 on Sunday, but then our temperatures climb back into the 80s through Wednesday, but still no 90 degree days in this 7-day forecast.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center as we get ready for hurricane season, being June 1st today. Take a look at this new video into our newsroom. This is on the Pacific side. This is what's happening with Typhoon Mawa. This is on Okinawa Island. It's the strong winds and heavy storm hitting these Okinawa Islands. You can see the surf churning that right there. Airports, schools, businesses all closed. That whole area just shut down because of the storms. We should point out about 20,000 U.S. forces and the families are based in this Okinawa area. This is the same storm system that hit the U.S. territory of Guam last week. Of course, this is a developing story. We'll continue to monitor it here in the WRA Live Center.
All right. Thank you.
For all the donut lovers out there, you'll be thrilled to know that National Donut Day, it's tomorrow. It's June 2nd. WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is with us this morning to share a number of donut deals to sweeten your celebration. It's my kind of celebration. I love this, Faye. You even know of some places where we can get a completely free donut. Nothing is free these days.
Yeah, well, I've got you covered on that. I've got your sweet tooth taken care of, Michelle. So you'll find at Krispy Kreme, they are offering a free donut of your choice on June the 2nd at participating locations, and no purchase is necessary. Plus, you can also pick up a $2 original glazed dozen with the purchase of any dozen as well on Friday. Over at Duck Donuts, you can get a free cinnamon sugar donut in stores, also at participating locations, and no purchases necessary for that deal. And over at Dunkin' and Daylight Donuts, they have offers for free donut with a drink purchase at participating locations as well. You can see the growing list of deals over on the Smart Shopper page.
I like those deals. Those are great. And since we should probably eat something other than donuts for the rest of the week, what great grocery buys did you find? We need a little broccoli in there, I think.
Absolutely. I've got some veggies for you. For instance, sweet corn, only 4 for $1 over at Harris Teeter. Haas avocados, 59 cents each at Aldi. And Tyson fresh chicken drumsticks, 99 cents a pound at Aldi as well. Over at Food Lion, you can score their sliced bacon, 16-ounce package, only $3.49. And London broil is only $3.99 a pound at both Food Lion and Lowe's Foods. Plus 80% lean ground beef in a 3-pound bag, $2.99 at Lowe's Foods. And you'll want some cheese to put on those burgers, right? Harris Teeter shredded cheese, 6 to 8 ounce bag, buy one, get one free for $1.75 each. And pasta sauce, 24-ounce jars, 2 for $2 over at Lidl. And as always, I have the list of all the top grocery deals on the Smart Shopper column.
As always, some great deals. Faye, thank you so much. And for more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WRL.com, look for the consumer tab, and search Smart Shopper. Faye, we appreciate you.
Thanks,
former
Michelle.
Vice President Mike Pence is expected to be the next big name to join the 2024 race for president. Sources close to Pence say June 7th is when he plans to release a video announcing his candidacy. He also plans to make a speech in Iowa that day. CNN has a town hall event scheduled with Pence that evening in Des Moines. Speaking yesterday in Michigan, Pence revealed a possible campaign talking point.
I'd like to see us shut down the federal Department of Education and send those resources back where states can innovate and expand educational freedom for all of our kids.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to announce his candidacy next week. A Halifax County paramedic is facing charges this morning, accused of stealing narcotics from an older patient. 55-year-old Dudley Lynch is accused of taking hydrocodone from the patient's home in Littleton. Authorities say Lynch was working as a paramedic with the Rural Health Group. He was given a $1,500 bond, and his next court date is tomorrow.
This will get your attention. NASA held a meeting of scientists and space experts to discuss UFO sightings this week. The panel hopes to reduce the stigma associated with reporting these objects. Jonathan Seri has more.
A NASA panel studying unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAP, holding its first public meeting on Wednesday. The 16-member group was formed last year to help the space agency evaluate data and understand whether these objects pose a risk to the country's airspace.
The presence of UAPs raises concerns about the safety of our skies. By understanding the nature of UAPs, we can ensure that our skies remain a safe space for all.
Experts stress the need to get higher quality data to evaluate UAPs, more commonly known as UFOs, saying many sensor platforms used to obtain this information are classified. The panel's chair adding that some of the sightings go unreported due to the stigma surrounding the topic.
Commercial pilots, for example, are very reluctant to report anomalies, and one of our goals in having NASA play a role is to remove stigma.
This NASA panel is separate from a task force recently formed by the Pentagon to detect and analyze objects that could potentially pose a threat to U.S. national security. Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick says while most UAP reports are easily explained, a small number of sightings his team has studied can be described as anomalous.
It is doing something weird, whether that's maneuvering against the wind at Mach 2 with no apparent propulsion, or it's going into the water.
That was Jonathan Seri reporting. NASA's panel expects to release its final report later this summer.
Cary police are investigating a string of car break-ins at several local hotels. Officers say thieves hit the Umstead, the Hilton Garden Inn, the Hampton Inn, and Sonesta Suites near RDU. About 10 cars were damaged at the Umstead. It's the third time this year car break-ins have been reported there. Police say the town in general is seeing a rise in car break-ins. Thieves targeted four Cary fire stations just 10 days ago. And officers say it's important you don't leave valuables in your vehicles. Beware of IRS scams on your phone. Google search data shows the phrase IRS text scams are up more than 800% in the past day. Now, WREL's Five on Your Side is sharing the ways to avoid becoming a victim. Be aware of any messages saying they come from the IRS. The agency will not text you just out of the blue. You can check your actual status with the IRS on its website. You can also report unexpected messages on the site. And as a rule, you should always avoid clicking on a link sent through a text.
Amazon is having to dish out more than $30 million for privacy violations linked to its home security cameras. The Federal Trade Commission says Ring gave Amazon employees unrestricted access to customers' cameras. The agency claims one Ring employee watched thousands of videos from at least 81 users who were women back in 2017. That's before Amazon acquired the company in 2018. However, Amazon still agreed to settle the FTC's lawsuit. The company also says it will implement a new data security program.
Carolina Hurricanes fans are showing their love and appreciation for the team on the PNC Arena ice. Season ticket holders got to leave their mark yesterday during the team's annual Paint the Ice event, before they melted away with another season. The Canes season came to an end last week. That heartbreaking loss to the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final.
Check out that Brett Burns one. That was awesome.
Detail.
Really creative. All right, before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers for you, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic next.